previously on the originals.
This town was my home once. I want it back. You're free. Go far away and never come back.
Every werewolf will be a bundle of fur and sharp teeth tonight, whilst your cursed Crescent Clan will be
human, only for a few hours, and won't be again until the next full moon.
I'm Jackson.
You're the wolf who's been watching me.
You were supposed to be my wife.
It's herbs ground into paste. On the next full moon, your people become human. Feed it to them. The curse will be broken.
I've been hexed, and I don't know how long I have.
The ancestors said they'd do horrible things to me if I misuse my magic again.
Marcellus,
you're hereby exiled.
If I so much as find a trace of you, it will not end well for you.
Nicely done, brother. You're beginning to sound like me. They say the passage of time will heal all wounds. But the greater the loss, the deeper the cut. And the more difficult the process to become whole again. The pain may fade, but scars serve as a reminder of our suffering and make the bearer all the more resolved never to be wounded again. So as time moves along, we get lost in distractions, act out in frustration, react with aggression, give in to anger. And all the while, we plot and plan as we wait to grow stronger. And before we know it, the time passes. We are healed, ready to begin anew.
Spoken like a man who's made peace with his demons.
My demons are dead, or chased off.
Yes, apart from the one lingering monster with whom you share a bed. I trust you can find your clothing in the door.
You do recall that woman tortured our sister.
She also revealed the truth about our sister's treachery.
And as a consequence, Rebecca is gone forever.
A desire which she apparently harbored for quite some time.
Because it has been a month. Now, I feel our sister's loss as deeply as you. But you must stop distracting yourself with this ridiculous behavior and channel it into some kind of action.
Why must I? Exactly.
Because over the course of Marcel's tenure, the city grew accustomed to having a king. You wanted this throne. Now you must accept the responsibility that accompanies that.
Apologies, but I'm rather ensconced in other pursuits.
You can so easily neglect your home. I wonder what will become of your daughter. Have you forgotten what it was like to live beneath the threat of violence? We must work together, Niklas. Let's make the city whole again.
Perhaps it is too broken to mend.
If you won't do anything, I will.
St. Anne's has long been neutral ground in our city. So it's only fitting that we gather in this chamber at the behest of Elijah Michelson to bring harmony to this place we call home. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, thank you.
And welcome. These are the rules of the city according to Marcel Gerard, which of course no longer apply, because I am in charge.
You said if we came along that we would get to run things by ourselves. Never mentioned anything about making yourself king.
Well, you were each selected to represent your own communities.
Now, honor that. However, issues which arise between factions, it'll come to me. Now, we are all, to some extent, responsible for the current chaos in the city. However, you have one very, very simple choice ahead of you here. You can all play nicely together, or you can leave.
Bella vie à cette fleur. Bella vie à cette fleur. Bella vie à cette fleur maintenant.
See, Davina, it's easy. All you have to do is try.
I am trying.
Trying and failing ever since you came back.
When are you going to stop being such a bitch to me, Monique? When do you stop being weak? You're supposed to be a harvest girl, but maybe you don't belong here. Maybe you never did.
Shouldn't you be out there playing fight club with the rest of the frat boys?
Yeah, that's just for pecking order. You already know who's the alpha.
Next up, let's go!
You gotta try Tucker's ribs.
Last time we're gonna go play horseshoes.
You don't mock country living, though.
Sorry. This is just a lot more family fun than I'm used to.
Well, maybe I can help you get used to it.
Then all we gotta do is just forget she spent half her life with humans and the other half with vampires.
Ollie, back off.
It's okay. The one of the litter's got something to say. He should say it.
You know, word from the quarters, your boy Elijah's holding some kind of power summit. Guess who wasn't invited?
Where did you hear this?
No, it doesn't matter. The point is the witch doc here living in the swamp while your vampire boyfriend's deciding who gets what in the city. And I guess that shows how much respect he's got for the werewolves, huh?
Nowhere, you vile creatures cannot agree.
Calm yourself, please. Thank you. Now, returning to the issue of boundaries, you'll all heed to the following.
Are you serious? You're dividing up the city and the werewolves don't even get a say?
What the hell is she doing here?
Diego, sit. We're not dividing the city, we're establishing
boundaries. No, Elijah. There is not going to be a peace if the werewolves are excluded. They want a seat at the table. And if they don't get one, I can guarantee that you will all regret it.
Do you have any idea what it took just to get those people in one room together?
No, actually, I don't. Because I didn't even know what you're doing out here until someone else told me. Tell me something, Elijah. Did you leave the werewolves out because of me?
I excluded them because they no longer reside in the French Quarter. My immediate concern is to end the mounting conflict here. Now, I can assure you, once this treaty is solidified, it will expand to include your people.
And until then, I should tell them what? Sit. Stay. Roll over.
I would prefer that you remove yourself from the process altogether.
Haley, are you absolutely certain you shouldn't return to the compound?
You think the baby belongs there? You think that's where she'll be safe?
Is the bayou any better?
The wolves deserve a voice. Give them one. You know it's the right thing to do. You should have seen your brother's face when Haley walked in.
Crescent curse is broken, then.
Do you believe this will actually work? That we can finally have some semblance of peace in this city? I saw the light from the courtyard and took a chance, but you weren't with the half-naked psycho witch. Seems I gambled and lost. 10 minutes ago, I was fully naked. Oh, then you served your purpose. Don't let me hold you up. You, O'Connell, sure do love to piss off witches. Really? The woman tried to blackmail me into stabbing you with the mystical knife of excruciating pain.
Well, New Orleans breeds nothing if not strange bedfellows. But I assume you're not here to question me on my leisure activities.
I'm here about my uncle. He's deteriorating. The pills, the meditation, they're not working. His lucidity is shrinking by the day. A witch did this. A witch can undo it. You seem super tight with Genevieve. Maybe you could persuade her to help.
It won't do any good. These hexes, they start with magic, but as they take root, they alter the very chemistry of the brain. I'm sorry, Cammie. The damage is done.
I refuse to accept that. And you would too if you had any concept of family. Josh.
Tomato, what are you doing out here? I would have met you anywhere you wanted. I mean, not anywhere close to Marcel would be, which could be pretty much, you know, anywhere. But you know what I mean. Hey. You okay?
It's Monique. She has no idea what I went through when I was dead. The ancestors hated me for what I did with my magic. I can't just start practicing again. I knew I shouldn't have trusted Marcel when he told me to go back. I don't know how much more of it I can take.
On the outs with the witch again?
I got it covered.
What was so important you dragged me all the way out here?
I have a proposal. I want you and all the guys who walked out on Klaus with you to join me.
Rounding up an army?
Can't take back the city without one.
You have nothing. No weapons, no allies. You go even close to the quarter and Elijah will kill you. That's if Klaus doesn't get you first.
So well, maybe I should hide out in Bucktown like you. I think you're here because you don't want to leave your home. I sure as hell don't want to leave mine. A battle is brewing, T. And while everyone's busy choosing sides, I'm going to find a way to take back our city, so... You with me?
You were always great with words, Marcel. But it's going to take more than a pretty speech this time.
Is that really necessary?
No. Sickness, it's overtaking my inclination to forgive, replacing it with one thought that I could barely contain at the summit. Kill every last one of them.
We'll figure it out.
I tried to figure it out with Sean. But I was focused too much on that instead of trying to stop him, and I'm not going to let that happen to me. You're an O'Connell. They are going to ask you to take my place at the table. Don't. Just leave. Just start over.
I'm not going anywhere as long as there's still a chance.
How many times do I have to tell you I can't be fixed?
And how many times do I have to tell you I will not stop trying?
That is stubbornness, like when you were a little girl. You always had to be right. You never listened. It was just a thick head of yours. I prayed for you. And I got no answer. There's only blackness. There's only death. There's mine. And yours.
No, no, no.
Mr. Michelson?
Ms. Correa.
Please call me Francesca.
We can dispense with any formalities, Ms. Correa. I know exactly who you are. You own the Palace Royale Casino. You're one of the city's leading philanthropists. And according to my sources, you're the matriarch to a rather sizable drug trafficking empire. So why am I here?
Whatever you may think of me, my family's been a part of the human faction for years, which makes me uniquely qualified to take Father Kieran's place. You'll deal with me from now on.
Are you giving me a mandate?
No. I'm giving you an ally. I want peace just as much as you do. My lifestyle, which I enjoy very much, depends on it.
Yes, I can see you're highly motivated.
Do you know, I should mention, I've already spoken to the city's new mayor and the chief of police and other interested parties. And I have their blessing. I think you find it beneficial to have me on your side. Even if it's just to prevent my less civil brethren from lashing out in ways that could prove painful to you. Have a good night.
Not a fan of Cerulean Blue.
Not a fan of your continued indifference.
Well, it's difficult trying to unite a community that has a history of mutual loathing.
Spare me the platitudes, Nikos.
A perspective, then. If you want peace, you must begin with the werewolves. 100 years ago, they had a run at ruling this city. As of late, all they've had is time to watch their enemies tear down that legacy.
All the more reason why their enemies are reluctant to bring them to the table.
Take a page from Bienville, brother. If the table's the obstacle, remove it. You recall in 1720, the governor's desperation to secure our help to build the city's first levies. We sat with him and refused his offer. And so he plied us with wine, with corseted women, and with raucous camaraderie until he had his yes.
Are you suggesting that I threw a party?
Brother.
Yes. Now, if I can just keep them from tearing one another to shreds.
Well, then, for your sake, here's to a spectacularly boring evening.
Now, what's up, little man?
It's not even worth it.
Since you're preoccupied, I'll intuit your flattering compliment. Thank you. I think I look stunning, too.
I trust you've spent as much time fortifying alliances as you clearly have selecting that dress.
So you do notice me. And yes, I've already settled a dispute over the docks. I've pacified the witches with an increased share in cemetery tours. And I've given the Crescents a welcome back to humanity gift in the form of $100 chips to my casino. So, I think I deserve some champagne, don't you? Huh?
You know, in light of Kieran's deteriorating condition, the others have acquiesced to your proposal. He will represent the human faction until he's ready to resume.
I suggest we make the most of our limited time together.
Look, if you expect me to beg for my life, that's not me anymore.
You think I'm here to kill you? I'm here about Davina. You heard about the summit?
If it falls apart, each faction's going to look for leverage against the other ones. Davina has to be able to defend herself, even from her own people if need be. She has to start doing magic again.
Why are you telling me?
Because someone has to tell her, and she won't listen to me.
So, what, I tell her and you try to get her back on your side? Right, go back to using her as your personal weapon?
I don't care whose side she ends up on, just that she's safe. Because we both know right now she isn't.
Diego,
you will be polite and welcoming.
Yeah, see, his people killed my whole family. My sister bled out on the floor right next to me. And the only reason I'm standing here is because Marcel came along and turned me before I bled out too. So I'm telling you right now, I cannot be polite and welcome you to that.
Diego, I understand your anger. However, there are certain overtures that need to be made if we are to find a degree of peace. Welcome to my home.
I wouldn't be here if Haley hadn't forced the issue.
Yes, it's rather unlikely that you'll experience an outpouring of kind sentiment here. The vampires in particular view you as, well, barbaric.
Haley tells me that this peace treaty is important to you.
Yes, it certainly is. So much so, in fact. If anyone threatened to dismantle what I'm building here, I'd destroy everything they hold dear.
Have a wonderful evening.
Looking for your strength?
And don't tell me you're jealous of Cammy, though.
Just curious why you seek her company. She seems so ordinary.
Well, sometimes ordinary is a welcome respite.
I thought I was your respite.
Oh, you are. You are. Come and promise me, not another thought about Cammy. I'm so glad you accepted my invitation.
Is this where the great Klaus Michelson says something poignant and snaps my neck?
I'm not here to kill you. I'm here to offer you a gift.
Out of the kindness of your vampire heart.
Our hearts are more similar than you might realize. You see, long before I evolved, mine beat as a werewolf. I know your power. I know your burden. I'm here to take the latter away.
You want to make me a hybrid? I put my pack first. And I'm not going to let anything compromise my family line, especially becoming some bloodthirsty vampire parasite.
That pride. That sense of loyalty. Well, that's exactly why I haven't snapped your neck yet.
Well, if you're not going to kill me, then what the hell do you want?
Only to give you back the city that was taken from you. How is that for poignant?
Why would I trust someone who's conspiring behind his own brother's back?
I'm not trying to undermine Elijah's venture. I'm supporting his vision. But vampires destroy life to survive. Witches are only as powerful as their dead. The werewolves have thrived because their strength comes from family unity. The safety of that unity is what I want for my unborn child. The painful truth is, vampires are the antithesis of unity.
So what? After 1,000 years, you're finally ready to embrace the other half of your family tree? Maybe the other half doesn't want you.
Nor they will, once they return to the quarter.
You got a plan to back that up?
My mother was a very powerful witch. I watched her craft all manner of magical items, but her most prized possession was this ring. I hadn't seen it for 1,000 years, and then it turned up hanging around the neck of a werewolf, a direct descendant of my biological father. I believe she gave him this ring as a way of freeing him.
How so?
Daylight rings shield vampires from the sun, so why not a moonlight ring to protect werewolves from the curse? Think about it. No more breaking bones. No more losing control to the beast within.
What do I have to do?
Hey. You look,
nervous, out of place, short and stressed.
I was gonna say pretty. I'm Oliver. So what's the name of the girl I'm about to ask to dance?
Her name is Monique.
Would you care to dance?
You outdid yourself. And you even got Klaus to come out and play.
Yes, Lady, it seems that only a sizable soiree is enough to tear my brother away from his efforts at the easel.
That's never a good sign. Klaus once told me that his painting was a metaphor for control, for achieving his vision through sheer force of will.
But truthfully, I'd be shocked if he didn't have at least a dozen or so of those visions swarming around in that insidious skull of his. I do hope your daughter inherits her mother's everything.
There's a weird thing back here.
Not unpleasant, I hope.
Not entirely.
Are you entirely sure you shouldn't be here with us?
Why, Elijah? Because you don't think it's safe in big, bad wolf country. I'm not going to sit in a rocking chair and knit booties, or haven't you figured that out yet?
Can I have a minute, Haley?
You can have it later.
Actually, you can have this dance.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. We were just discussing the future of the city.
How can you be thinking about the city right now? I should have told you how beautiful you look tonight.
Julep, minus the sugar and mint.
I just saw Kieran. It's not going to hurt you again. In fact, he won't leave the attic at all. I arranged for a little boundary spell.
You got a witch to help you? I thought they hated you.
For you, I found one who doesn't. What's wrong?
You're the first person to help me in a month. Kieran's the only family I have left without him. I'm alone.
Yeah, I'm a little short on family myself these days. If there's anything I can do to help Cammie, just let me know.
There is one thing. We're out of bourbon.
Hey, Wolf Boy. Should I have him put it in a bowl for you?
Well, yeah, if you want me to crush your skull with it.
Please, boys, at least fight over something interesting. Me, perhaps?
No, you don't want to get involved with his kind. See, they got this nasty little habit of going berserk and ripping innocent people to shreds.
No. Okay, look. If my people wronged you in any way, you have my condolences, okay? Though I'd be surprised if my king could jump and down me half as ugly as him.
This ends now.
I won't ask again.
Oh, we'll end it all right.
What's stopping you? Kill him. Go ahead, Elijah, do it. I mean, it's not like he doesn't deserve to die.
Shouldn't you intervene or something?
Why would I? This party just got interesting.
I mean, it was Oliver who handed Rebecca over to the witches so they could torture her. But then again, wasn't it Diego who led a werewolf massacre last month? And the witches cursed the wolves, while the humans stood back and let it all happen. So when you think about it, everyone here deserves to die.
Are you approaching a point?
My point, Elijah, is this. If we can't all learn to get along, if our families can't create some sort of community, then what's the point? Kill each other and get it all over with.
You know, I've only gotten roses once in my life. Didn't even get to keep them.
Why not?
My first boyfriend, my only boyfriend, really, gave him to me for Valentine's Day senior year. Tried to hide him in my bedroom, but my parents found him. May not know it, but roses will jam even the best paper shredders. You know, I don't have a home to go home to. Or a family to go home to. I saved myself for that. But the thing is, I don't really care what they think anymore. If your family doesn't like you the way you are, screw them. You got me. Cammy. Even Marcel, if you want.
Marcel used me.
He used you to fight the people who were trying to kill you. And, you know, he also saved you from those people, so you don't have to trust the guy. But he does love you. And P.S. So do I.
Even if I don't have any magic, all the power I had was from the other Harvest Girls. I don't even know what I have without it.
Don't you owe it to yourself to find out? Witch, Davina. You can't change your DNA any more than I can. So you might as well embrace it.
Booze?
No, I think we drank it all.
You're a good friend, Marcel.
You should lie down.
I'm tired of being alone.
I am too.
Not that that wasn't totally worth it. It can never happen again.
What if one of us craves another julep?
For whatever reason, Klaus, trust me, and you're the person he probably hates most right now. He'd see it as a betrayal. That wouldn't be good for either of us. Marcel. It really was totally worth it.
Yeah, it was. You said I had nothing. You're wrong. I have the same thing I had when I rebuilt this city from the ashes the first time. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. I'm making inroads, allies, not the least of which is Davina. And I'm not leaving this roof until I can count you in too. Besides, let's be honest, D. I'm all you got. I know those vampires, they didn't just leave the compound. They left New Orleans.
To us against the world?
We'll get a third. And a fourth. And pretty soon we're gonna have that army.
Begins with a plan. The success of which depends upon several things. Depth of commitment. Passion for one's cause.
Hey! To Haley!
Willingness to embrace a new path. Determination to overcome any obstacle. And in some cases, even making unnatural alliances.
You made a deal with Klaus Michelson. I'd rather turn every full moon.
If Klaus is right, his magic could do more than just stop us from turning. Finally control what we are. We can draw on all the strength, all the speed, and the raw power of our werewolf form. light would be lethal to vampires 24/7. The humans who hunt us, the witches who curse us, the vampires who hate us, we wouldn't just be their equals. Be their superiors.
Sign it.
Why? You've already done so on our behalf.
Brother, I'm not a fool. It's clear to me you're not as disinterested as you'd like me to believe.
Sign it, please.
If there is no peace between us, then how can you expect others to follow suit?
Fine.
If it'll make you happy.
But I assure you, the city's inhabitants will not adhere to this agreement.
Well, you are welcome to wager against me. You will lose.